Isn't it nice? It's quiet. Today is a reminder to get quiet and escape the noise. A friend of mine told me her granddaughter put it this way, less of this, more of this. I think we could all benefit from that advice. In the 1966 animated holiday favorite by Dr. Seuss, How the Grinch Stole Christmas, there is one part that I do sometimes relate to the Grinch. He's thinking about Christmas morning and all the noise. We are perpetually surrounded by noise. And honestly, it's tough for us to be silent. Voices around us grow louder, and we find ourselves having to rise above the volume just to be heard. Still, God calls us to silence. Peace be still. It's often in that still, quiet place we can truly hear God's voice. Jesus knew that so well, as he often withdrew from the crowds to be alone with his Father. Luke documents it in chapter 5 of his gospel account, saying he would withdraw to desolate places and pray. He did this even in the midst of his very busy and demanding ministry schedule. He was disciplined and intentional with his time, knowing he needed moments of quiet solitude and prayer to have the power to fulfill the will of the Father. How much more do we need that today? So I thought I'd share a few quiet reminders to find time to be silent in the presence of the Lord. Write these down, like or share this video to your page so you can come back later to allow these truths to lead you to escape the noise and embrace the silence. Psalm 62:5. For God alone, O my soul, wait in silence, for my hope is from him. Lamentations 3:26. It is good that one should wait quietly for the salvation of the Lord. Habakkuk 2:20. But the Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silence before him. Exodus 14:14. The Lord will fight for you, and you have only to be silent. These truths remind us to be still and stop the noise before a holy God who sees right where we are and holds all things together in our lives and is weaving them together for our good. Resting in silence helps me to still my mind from trying to figure it all out. In that place, I am reminded of the goodness of God in my life and the hope I have before me. One of my favorite Christmas songs is Silent Night. Now, in reality, I don't know how silent that night actually was. I can't even imagine giving birth surrounded by animals, but I'm sure there were silent, newborn, skin-to-skin moments underneath that bright, starlit night. What I'm so thankful for is that because of that night and what Jesus did for you and me on a cross, fulfilling the will of the Father, I can be still, I can be quiet, and I can sleep in heavenly peace. That's the truth. Escape the noise and discover the way to true peace and quiet. He's the reason for the season. I'm Lori Klein.